Now, D-U-Z Does brings you The Goldberg.
You, does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Sebastian didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows Does, D-U-Z, does best. She's convinced this new kind of soap does everything in the wash. You know, Mrs. Sebastian used to scrub away at her husband's dirty overalls.
Oh, there must be an easier way.
She'd fuss over her towels.
They never turn out white enough for me.
And she'd worry over her pretty rayons.
I never know how those colors are going to look.
Then, one day, this lady who didn't became a lady who does. She heard a neighbor say, does is best. Does everything. For towels, it gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For grimy work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. And for nice colors, greater safety. So now, wash day is a Does day for Mrs. Sebastian. Now she beams at those clean overalls.
Imagine Does did them without hard scrubbing.
Sure, no soap made gets tough dirt out easier. Then she points at her towels.
Look, I've never had a whiter wash.
Well, of course not. No soap anywhere washes whiter than Does. And she looks at those rayon undies.
Does does wonders for pretty colors. Leaves them brighter.
Sure, Does is safer for colors. You see, Does does everything. It's been proved the best. In actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps, Does beat them all with its terrific combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find Does does best. Does everything. Now, Does invites you to listen to The Goldbergs. Alone in the Goldberg house, with Molly away at the nominating meeting, Seymour and Rosie are trying their best to cope with the unexpected. But they're not doing so well. Jake called a little while back. He had just arrived from Mexico and was now about 50 miles from home, temporarily stranded because of a bus breakdown. Well, Rosie barely had time to start thinking of how she would keep her mother's decision to run for city council from her father when Jake called again. This time, he had news of a really startling nature. He had just run into Mr. Reynolds, alone without Elizabeth Neal. And Edward Reynolds was driving him on to Lastonbury. Seymour, at this end of the line, was so overcome by this unheralded turn of events that he blurted out the facts about Molly and the election. Then, worried by what he had done, Seymour suddenly hung up on Jake. Listen.
Intentional. It just slipped out. Are you sure you're Rosie?
Oh,
if you'll only listen to me.
It seems I can always depend on you to do the wrong thing and say the wrong thing.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Not any more than I am. Did you hang up or did my father hang up?
I don't remember.
Well, try to think.
I can't think now, Rosie.
If you can't think, can you remember?
I'll try. What do you want me to remember?
What did you say to my father? How much did you tell him?
You'd only stop looking at me that way, Rosie.
But what am I looking at you, Seymour?
I'd be done for, Rosie, if I thought you hated me.
Seymour, please, there's no time to stop for that kind of talk.
That kind of talk? Are my feelings so unimportant? I don't care about Mr. Reynolds or Elizabeth or whether Mr. Reynolds killed Elizabeth or if Teresa Fernandez loves Mr. Reynolds or whether your father knows about your mother running for councilwoman. I don't care. I care about me and what your attitude is doing to me as a person. I can't stand it anymore, Rosie.
Seymour.
I can't hide my feelings. After all, I'm only human.
The way you keep repeating it, I'm beginning to believe that you doubt it yourself.
You see that? You see that?
What?
Every time I pour out my heart, you throw it back on my face.
Your heart.
Some people had a little heart. Enough to be able to feel with another person.
All I was trying to do was to straighten out a very difficult situation that you put us all into.
Your father called, so I answered. For goodness sakes, anybody can make a mistake. I'm wounded. I'm wounded deeply, Rosie Goldberg.
I'm sorry. May I ask you a question?
You may.
Did you hang up the receiver, or did my father say goodbye and hang up after you told him that my mother was running for councilwoman?
I can't answer that question because I don't remember.
Thank you. May I ask you another question?
You may. This is your home, and I think you should answer the telephone.
I intend to. Hello?
Rosalie?
Mama, darling.
Rosalie, darling, I'm just going to say that the meeting is prolonging itself with many, many issues.
Oh, that's all right, Ma.
Look, darling, I just want to
Mama, darling, could you please hold the wire a minute?
But Rosalie, dear, not longer, because Bruce Handley is calling me to the rostrum, and I have to talk on the many issues.
Oh.
Tomorrow is opening up the Red Cross, and we have to discuss that, and we have to get all the minutes on that also.
All right, Mother.
So don't let me hang long.
No, just a minute.
Yes.
Seymour. Seymour.
I'd rather you didn't ask my opinion about anything, Rosie.
You're being very helpful, I must say.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Rosalie?
Yes, Ma.
Why are you detaining me on the wire?
All right, Ma.
All right, what?
Nothing.
So what did you tell me to hold?
Nothing, Ma. Seymour was just asking me a question.
All right, dear. Just tell me. Is everything all right and everything well?
Yes, Ma.
And did you take something? Did you eat something?
Yes, Ma, I did.
Is Seymour's with you?
Yes, he
is. Seymour should stay with you until I come home, you hear?
All right, Ma.
Did you make coffee for Seymour? Did you make something?
Yes, Ma, we had some cocoa.
Why don't you make some blintzes and some nice cheese and ice box the way I told you with the recipe?
We will, Ma.
All right,
don't worry.
Seymour shouldn't be hungry.
All right, Ma.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye. Really, Seymour?
I'm just trying not to do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing.
It's all right, Seymour. I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Rosie? Why did someone hang me when I was talking?
Oh, it was unintentional, Pa.
It was what?
It was a mistake.
When I asked you where Mama was, why did you give me a negative reply?
Well...
Why, when Mama asked me if she should mix herself in politics, and my answer was no?
What, Pa?
Tommy, listen to me.
Yes?
Why did Mama ask me and then do as she pleased?
Because everybody says...
I am everybody in your mother's life, nobody else. And when I say no, I'm also everybody.
Pa, if you'll only listen
There's
to
nothing
me.
To listen. Mr. Reynolds is stupid for me.
Pa, don't say too much to Mr. Reynolds.
Since when do I have to count my votes when I talk to people?
But there's something that you don't know, Pa.
There seems to be more than something I don't know. What is it?
When Mr. Reynolds was last seen in Lastonbury, Elizabeth Neal was with him.
So?
You're sure that she's not with him now?
I'm sure. So what are you trying to say?
Well, nobody knows where she is.
So whose business is it where she is?
It's everybody's business, Pa. The crime was committed.
We're stirring up that rumor.
It's more than a rumor, Pa.
I see now how important a father's in the home.
Pa, don't say anything to Mr. Reynolds.
Don't teach your father what to say and what to do. Wait, I'm overtalking my time. The operator wants more money.
Well, tell Father, Pa. I can't tell you enough over the phone.
What else is there to tell?
Only that Mr. Fernandez was called away from the meeting also. And
yes?
You know who Mr. Fernandez is, don't you?
Yes, Mr. Reynolds Gardner.
But do you know that Mr. Fernandez's daughter, Teresa, is engaged to be married to Mr. Reynolds?
So what are you trying to tell me? That Elizabeth Neal is jealous and she's standing in the way and that's why Mr. Reynolds killed her? A beautiful story. You could sell it to the movies. And that's why your mother's running for a councilwoman?
Pa, Mr. Reynolds won't sell his land for a housing project.
Ah, why should he sell it? He needs it now for a burial ground to build a mausoleum for Elizabeth Neal.
Pa, please, this is serious.
Goodbye. I'll be home less time than it'll take me to get there. Just see that your mother's at the front gate to meet me.
Pa, please.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I must call my mother and tell her that my father's on his way home. Seymour, what do you think? Seymour, you certainly picked a fine time to be silent, Seymour.
It's just that I...
Don't tell me. Seymour, if you're in the mood, perhaps it would be better if you went home.
Are you asking me to leave, Rosie?
Seymour, stop being difficult and stop being selfish.
Selfish?
Yes, what else? You're only thinking of your own precious feelings.
My feelings are precious to me.
That's what I thought. Don't you think that you'd be a much happier person if you thought of somebody else's feelings for a change? And above everything else, Seymour, stop being sorry for yourself.
How could you say that to me, Rosie?
You're sorry for yourself because you're...
Yes, say it, Rosie. Say it. Because I'm forever.
I didn't mean that, Seymour.
That's your thing, Robin. And why shouldn't I be sorry for myself? There's a very big war being fought and I'm out of it. Sure, I'm sorry for myself. There's a new wonderful world being made and I'm out of it. Sure, I'm sorry. What am I doing with my life? Just waiting around for a kind word of hope from you.
Well, don't.
That final, Rosie?
Is what final?
That there's no hope for me.
I didn't say that.
Then there is hope for me?
Well, I didn't say that either.
That's not logical, Rosie.
But it's the way I feel.
How could I look forward to life, Rosie, not knowing whether I'm coming or going? Maybe I should just sit with a lot of flowers at my feet and play she loves me, she loves me not.
I can't see how a man can be so intelligent one minute and so...
dumb.
Say it. That's not what... Please don't put words in my mouth. There's some things about you that I like, Seymour.
You do?
Things that any girl would like in a man. Like before when you talked about a new world coming, how you want to do something. And
that's the real me.
But then suddenly you become so...
I won't give you the word.
Well, you know what I mean.
But that's love.
No, it's not. If only you stayed one kind of person. If only you kept looking forward to doing things in a new world, then...
Then what, Rosie? What?
Then maybe you'd be strong in yourself and could find a real mate.
Oh. Not you. Another.
Seymour, will you please get the meeting hall and ask for my mother and tell her that my father's coming home?
I think you better do that yourself, Rosie. I'm too distraught.
What are you looking for, Seymour?
Not sympathy. I'm looking for the bicarbonate.
You know, it isn't often you find something that really goes all out for you. But does. Sure, haven't you heard this new kind of soap is best? It does everything in your wash? Well, does even more. It does everything in the dishpan, too.
What do you mean, everything in the dishpan?
Why, I mean does gives you all this. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to your hands. Now, how does that sound?
Not bad.
Not bad. Say, you ought to see does go to work on your dishes. Why, this new kind of soap bounces into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really last, so you aren't forever adding soap. And you ought to see the way does cuts grease. Say, there's no hard scouring, and that means full speed ahead on your frying pan.
Sounds pretty good.
Pretty good. Listen to this. Does is kinder to your hands. Kinder than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves your hands beautifully soft and smooth.
Say, I go for that.
Hooray, I knew you would. You'll find does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, Jake's reaction to Rosie's warning about Mr. Reynolds tends only to prove once again that fire must first be felt before it is feared. And Jake, at this point, is heading straight into the fire. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Used fat helps make military medicine. Our fighting men need more medicines than ever before, so save more used fat than ever before.